Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for restarting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. Today, we'll be playing some of my personal favorite interviews. My first guest this afternoon is Tish Strobes. She'll be talking to us about Hero Miles and Hotels for Hero programs, which will keep our families connected during the healing process throughout the holidays. Also joining us today is Jennifer Berman about National Bladder Health Awareness Month. Lastly, we will be talking with Jean Martin about building a productive and tech-savvy learning culture at the office. I hope that you enjoy that, and I hope that you've had a great afternoon. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show. You know, I learned about this new thing here, and, you know, I'm all about the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we have Tish Strobes going to join us. She is the director of a Hotel for Heroes, and what a great idea. You know, stuff like this is just what makes our life so much easier, and I want to welcome her to the Kim Pagano Show. Tish, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for what you guys are doing. I mean, what an amazing thing. Let's tell all my listeners a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Let me just start out by talking a little bit about Fisher House Foundation. Our primary mission at Fisher House Foundation is we provide homes away from homes for military families when they're dealing with injury or illness. You can think of it kind of as a Ronald McDonald House for our military and veterans.
How long have you been doing this?
Next year will be our 25-year anniversary.
Wow.
We have 64 houses around the country to date.
64. Wow. I love hearing. My show is all about the brighter side and anything that can add value to our lives. And this definitely does. When a military service member is wounded or falls ill, their families always have to travel, you know, in great distance, but they're always worrying about where they're going to stay, you know, how they're going to, all this stuff. And you guys have taken that one worry out of that, out of the question there. And I love that.
We have. We definitely want to remove as many burdens as possible for these family members. And that's a good place where the Hotels for Heroes program comes in, because when we have a Fisher House at a location and it is at capacity, it is full, instead of turning away a family and saying, hey, you need to go stay somewhere else, we can tell them, using our Hotels for Heroes program, we can put you in a hotel. That program basically, you know, what it does is we provide hotel rooms for these families that are undergoing treatment at those hospitals, at those military hospitals, at those VA locations. And those rooms are made possible through the donation of reward points by the hotels, by the hotel's reward members.
Oh, so people donate their rewards? Is that how it's done?
Exactly. You can donate your reward points. And you know, the great thing about that is a lot of people feel sometimes, hey, I'm never going to earn enough points to really do anything with them. Or, you know, maybe it's just too complicated for them. Donate your points. Don't let them go to waste. Donate your points. Pay it forward. And, you know, no donation is too small.
Tish, I love that idea, because you're absolutely right. A lot of times, you know, you sign up for a card and you might not know, you know, if you're going to be there again. But, you know, you go, okay, anyways. But then you get these things in the mail and you're like, God, I'm never going to get there. But what a great, oh, my gosh, that would just really help all these families.
Exactly. And, you know, it makes every single one of these people part of the Fisher House family, giving back to these military service members when they're hurting and in need the most, to remove those burdens so that the only focus is healing your loved one is truly a great thing. It's a gift.
Right, and really, and being there for support, really, I mean, that's what it's all about. Even when, you know, anybody's in the hospital or anything, you want somebody there as an advocate. You want them to, you know, feel the support. And if they have all these burdens just by, you know, where am I going to stay? Where am I going to, you know, get there? Those kind of things. I love this. I do want to, you know, remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Trish Stropes, and you are the director of Fisher House. So tell us a little bit about what is Fisher House and all the beneficiaries and supporters. What are they? What is it?
So again, Fisher House Foundation, our primary mission is to build comfort homes at military hospitals and VA facilities so that when whether it's an active duty service member, a veteran, or even one of their loved ones is in the hospital, the family has somewhere to stay, somewhere that they can just walk across the street, be right there at the hospital, and take care of their loved ones. We believe that family is the best medicine. So when we can take care of these family members so they can focus their love, all of, you know, their attention on that person in the hospital and make that healing process go faster, then we have done what, you know, what needs to be done.
Right. And now, Tish, what other benefits and what other things are you doing to help the military families?
Sure. So a similar program to Hotels for Heroes that we're also doing is we have our Hero Miles program. Hero Miles works in the same way as the Hotels program. You can donate your frequent flyer miles, and we fly family members to the bedside of their wounded, injured, and ill service member during that healing process again. That burden of having to buy a plane ticket, you know, you are far from home. You know, how do you get back and forth to ensure that, you know, your family back home is okay, that your loved one that's in the hospital is okay, and we provide airline tickets also to help take care of these military families during this time, because it's not just about that member, it's about the whole family unit.
Right, right. And Tish, tell us a little bit about your organization and, you know, how it got started and, you know, where we can find out more about it. And God, I'm really, this is such a great thing. It's such a simple thing, and yet it's, you know, it can help in so many ways.
Absolutely. Fisher House started 25 years ago. Zachary Fisher, our founder, he always felt a great debt to our service members, our military. Unfortunately, he was not able to serve in the military due to a construction accident, but he always wanted to give back. He felt that every service member was his son or daughter and wanted to do what he could. And that's when he started Fisher House Foundation and knew there was a tremendous need. And it was a peacetime. It wasn't a wartime. He started it in peacetime knowing that there were families in the hospital that needed somewhere to stay so that they could support their loved ones. And so he built the first Fisher House at Walter Reeser at the National Military Medical Center. And from one house, it grew to another. And now to date, we have those 64 houses.
64 houses. And where are, I mean, just, you don't have to say all of them, but where are they mostly located?
We have some pretty big populations in terms of, like, in the D.C. area, with the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. You know, we have five houses there on that campus alone. It's a large facility, Brook Army Medical Center, another several houses there, another large facility, but really spread out across the country and actually some international locations in Germany, one house in the UK, but where we work closely with the Department of Defense to and the VA to decide where that next need is, and we try and meet that need.
Wow, what a great organization and foundation. We're talking with Tish Stropes right now. She is the director of Fisher House Foundation, and we're talking about Heroes for Hotel for Heroes. Sorry about that. What I mean, and not only that, I mean, one, you can donate all of your leftover points if you don't have enough, and even if you do, what a great thing for the holidays right now and for Veterans Day, and then frequent flyer points for flying to make sure that their family can all be together. I love this. I want to find out how can, you know, besides just, you know, donating our points or our airline mileage, how else can we get involved?
You can get involved in a lot of different ways. You can simply call your local Fisher House in your community or area. Go to fisherhouse.org, and you can find a listing of all of our houses by state, and see if they need a volunteer. Volunteers are always needed in our community, whether to just come and cook a meal for the families that are staying there, or donate some of your time, work out in the yard, or, you know, whatever it might be that they need help with. You might also look into if they need any types of donations. And that's directly, you know, there with the Fisher Houses at those locations. We also have a grassroots fundraising program called Team Fisher House, and you can go out and run a marathon with one of our teams and donate, raise money and donate back to the building of another Fisher House.
Wow.
And
what's that called, Team Fisher?
Team Fisher House.
Team Fisher House. Okay.
Correct.
Okay,
and you can
great.
I was going to say, you can get more information at fisherhouse.org about that as well.
Fisherhouse.org. Question, what are some of the hotels that are partnering up with Hotels for Heroes this Veterans Day?
So we work with a number of hotel partners throughout the year, and I would, so that I don't forget any, I would send everybody to that website to definitely go there and look up programs for Hotels for Heroes. Fisherhouse.org, exactly. But I will say that this Veterans Day, we're really excited about an initiative that our Days Inn Hotel Brands has put together. And now on Veterans Day and running through the end of the year, Days Inn will be donating 10 Wyndham reward points to our Hotels for Heroes program for every reservation that's made at their daysinn.com website. And they're going to give up to 1 million points, which translates to about 100 nights of lodging for these families when they need it most, when they need someone to help with that burden of where will I stay. So a great time. All you have to do is make a simple reservation at daysinn.com, and you're paying it forward.
I love it. This is truly a win-win. And now, how long have you been with the foundation?
I've been working for the foundation in this capacity for the last almost 4 years, but I've been with Fisher House. Before that, I was a volunteer, and I started out with Team Fisher House running a marathon 4.5 years prior to that. So,
I love
been
stuff
around
like
for
this.
A while.
I love, wow. Again, Tish Stropes, director of Fisher House Organization, Foundation. And, you know, it is just such a hard time moving into the holidays, too. And, you know, this is something that is we can do. We can all do this. We all have airline mileage. We all have hotel points that, you know, we're probably not going to go back to any of those old ones. And if it's just a great way to give back. So do that. Go to fisherhouse.org, find out more about it. And thank you to Days Inn for making their big contribution.
Thanks so much. We appreciate you having us and profiling Fisher House Foundation. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Tish Stropes. And again, where do we find out more about you?
Again, just go to fisherhouse.org, fisherhouse.org to learn more.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SobaMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SobaMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we are in the 805 right now. And we talk about anything that can add value to our life. That's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. And November is National Bladder Health Awareness Month. And believe it or not, one in every four Americans have bladder control issues. And I know that's something that a lot of hosts don't talk about. But guess what? We're going to talk about the underawareness and help to reduce the stigma and talk about that. Today on our show, we've got Dr. Jennifer Berman. She's a urologist, director of Berman Women's Wellness Center, and Cheryl Underwood, and she is a talk host like I am. So I'm so excited to talk with both of you ladies. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Fantastic.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so first of all, Jennifer, Dr. Berman, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I like it that you said your show is about the brighter side of life, and that's what this is about, giving people hope and options. Incontinence or leakage of urine when you cough, laugh, sneeze, hit a golf club, or can't make it to the bathroom in time affects so many people. And 64 million Americans struggle with this, one in four, as you mentioned, and there is a huge stigma associated with it. There is still shame associated with it. I have patients that tell me, not only do they not want to talk to me about it, but they're not talking to their partners about it. So they're suffering in silence and struggling with it. And, you know, the point of what we're doing is to, A, start the conversation. News shows haven't talked about this. You're right. I'm, as a urologist, and I am in the media also, we've had a great difficulty talking about incontinence. You know, leakage of bodily fluids was considered profane or lewd in some way. And it's really important that people understand there is no stigma, there is no shame. This affects all of us, and there are options. There's medical options, surgical options, and now, as Cheryl's going to tell you so much about, this product, Depend, helps people also give freedom and options that are struggling with urinary incontinence or leakage of urine.
You know what, and I love that, because really that is what my show is about, is talking about different people's journeys. And a lot of times, you know, you think you're all alone out there, and you're really not. And so when people stand up and share about what they're going through, it just makes our whole life so much easier. So thank you for, you know, and that's what really why I take these kind of, you know, untalkable topics. So.
Right. And you know, Kim, you're doing something great, because you're allowing a platform to discuss how you can have a better life. Here I was, a young woman who, I had fibroids. I had a myomectomy. The fibroids came back. And then I had to have a partial hysterectomy. So here I am, the stand-up comic, you know, traveling on the road, working in radio with Steve Harvey, you know, now on the talk on CBS 5 days a week. And I'm not as confident as I should be, so I needed a product. I searched out to find a product that I could wear. You know, you're flying on a plane, taxi and takeoff has changed because of the times that we live in. You can't just get up and go to the bathroom like you used to. So with Depend, I found a product that was good for me. I wear Silhouette. When you're watching me on a talk, when I'm smooching with John Stamos, which was exciting for me because I've been in love with him for years, you know.
I love it.
To have this guy take me in his arms and, you know, do that from here to eternity smooch, and I'm wearing this nice slinky dress, you know, to have the confidence to be wearing Silhouette underneath it. I was just living a dream, you know.
I love it. I love it. And you know what, I, Cheryl, how awesome is that for you to really stand up here and share this with all of us, you know? I mean, really, that's what it's all about. It's about making everybody's life a little bit easier and being authentic about who we really are.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, when you got a great lady like Dr. Berman here, who's a panelist on The Doctors, we're women who live our lives in the public eye. But if you're walking through the grocery store, you probably see a young mother with her child. You may see a man with a prostate issue, or, you know, women over the age of 50, or anyone going through menopause. You know, Depend is the product for you. It has a full range of products for both men and women. You got Silhouette for women, Real Fit for men, Depend with Fit Flex protection. And if you join Underwearness, you're joining a social movement with a charitable cause. And if you take that picture and just post
take a picture of dropping your pants, by the way. She left that part out.
Yeah, I got to describe it, because we're going to deputize Kim to do it.
Okay.
Kim, we want you to take the picture of you wearing a Depend undergarment. And if you know any men, especially good-looking men, firemen, highway patrolmen, you know any really great-looking guys, to have them take this picture with the Depend undergarment on, go to underawareness.com and then take the picture. And for $1 to $3 million will be donated to the Simon Foundation for Continence and United Way.
Kim Kardashian's doing it, by the way.
She should.
I love it. Now, let me ask you, ladies, and again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And so we're talking with Dr. Jennifer Berman, urologist director of Berman Women's Wellness Center, and also Cheryl Underwood, talk host. I want to be on with you, ladies. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how common are bladder issues? I mean, obviously, you know, it's something that, again, like we just said, they don't talk about. So how common are they?
Not only are we not talking about it, but it's extremely common. Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 American people, 64 million people, you know, 2 of us out of 2 here today are struggling with it. So it's extremely common. And it's, you know, in men and women, stress incontinence when you leak urine, when you cough, laugh, sneeze, urge incontinence, you leak urine when you get the urge. Mm-hmm. A lot of medical conditions are associated with urine problems, diabetes, MS, Parkinson's disease, stroke. All those people struggle with urinary issues. So it affects all areas of our health and our lives, and it's so common. And yet we are ashamed to talk about it.
Right.
And there's a stigma associated with it. But that's all changing now.
Wow. And let me ask you, is it mostly women, or is men and women?
I mean, it's more common in women because of the childbirth, you know, carrying a child to term, whether or not you deliver it vaginally or C-section affects the support of the bladder and urethra. So more women, because it happens more in women because we're the ones having the babies, but it does happen in men too.
Wow. Okay. So I know this is kind of off the cuff here, but, you know, is that what your books are about, The Revolution Guide to Overcoming Sexual Dysfunction and Reclaiming Your Sex Life, are those the secrets behind this?
Secrets of the Sexually Satisfied Woman was one book, but the other one, that was the new frontier. By the way, back then, we weren't talking about female sexual health. That was back in, you know, early 2000, and I was in the forefront of that with my sister, pushing, you know, talking about sex, women, empowering the women to have healthier, happier, sexually fulfilled lives. Mm-hmm. I talked about medical reasons and incontinence a little bit in that book, but now here I am, you know, 10 years later, pushing another, you know, taboo subject. So that's probably my purpose in life, to, you know, push boundaries and push topics and help people, educate people, inform people, empower people, you know, to push past things that they struggle with.
And Cameron, you know, it's great that you brought up sex, though, because if you have a bladder leakage issue, you don't even want to go through the courtship phase or meet anybody.
I was just going to say, yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, so I would love to bring you back and talk about your books. I would love you to send me some because we talk about anything that can add value to your life. Mm-hmm. That's what my show is all about. So I love, you know, some of the topics that you really... It's under awareness. I love it. I love that you've, you know, highlighted that. Cheryl, talk to us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm on the talk on CBS 5 days a week. I'm still doing radio with Steve Harvey and my own radio show, Cheryl Underwood Radio. I'm still acting, you know, developing projects, and I'm really living a really great life, living the dream, you know. And you know what's really good when you're talking, because Dr. Berman and I talk during the break. We're talking about health and fitness and sexuality. You know, where can you see two women joining each other in a movement that's going to help all people? It's going to help everybody. Somebody in their life has been touched by this, and we just want to take you out of the shadows. We want you to know that you can live with this, and you can help other people by joining this cause. Under Awareness. Go to underawareness.com, go to depend.com, and this is something that you can live with and live a fabulous life.
Wow. Okay. So I know this is like, you know, silhouettes. Come on. Where do we go? What do we do? Where do we find them? And tell us a little bit about that.
Where do you find Depend?
I
don't know.
Depend.com.
Well, I know where I find mine. Target, Target, Ralph's, Familions.
Okay. Everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a silhouette brand that she wears.
Yes. And they're reasonably priced. And Kim, it's good for the environment because you don't have to do all that laundry. Fabulous.
See, it's just throw them away.
And drop your pants, too. Take a picture, drop your pants, help us out here.
I love it, you two ladies. Okay, so let me ask you, does it ever get better?
You know, incontinence, that's a good question, because do we just live with it or are there options? There are options. Mm-hmm. There's medical treatments. There's surgical treatments. Sometimes dietary changes can help. Kegel exercises can help bladder support and bladder control. Mm-hmm. There's nerve stimulation devices that are now being implanted for overactive bladder and urge incontinence that's refractory or doesn't respond to medical treatment. But in between all of that,
right,
people need options. And this product, such as Depend, there's, you know, dietary changes can only do so much until, you know, you really have to take action and be able to live your life confident and freely and without wearing a huge diaper, which is what they used to be. So this is really, you know, a shift and change too in the market and what consumers are able to buy.
And it got better for me because I found a product in Silhouette that I could wear, you know, under control top hose. I could wear under jeans, slinky gowns. You know, it really changed my life and it made me more mobile. You know, so it changed. Right. It changed my life for the better, and it helped me when I was exercising. You know, because you get on an exercise machine or a treadmill, you kill it 45 minutes, and then if you had to go to the bathroom, you stop, you lose all that golden points on that machine. So you get back on the machine, and the person next to you looking at you like, you lazy bum, you're not doing anything. But now I can exercise, I can do my ropes, I can get on the treadmill, I can get on the elliptical, and I'm confident, and I'm fit, and I'm just living my life, you know? And I'm a fabulous, sexy babe.
I love it. I love it. Again, Cheryl Underwood and Dr. Jennifer Berman, urologist, director of Berman Women's Wellness Center. Where is that?
That's in Los Angeles. I'm here in Los Angeles.
Okay, great. So if anybody is having any bladder health issues, right, they could look you up.
And they can find me. My website is BermanSexualHealth.com, and I'm also a co-host of the television show The Doctors, and that's thedoctorstv.com, which airs every day.
Okay.
So you can find us there.
Okay. And let me just ask you, how did you both get into this? Is this just to kind of wrap it up? Cheryl Underwood, how did you get from where you are today? How did it start for you?
You mean the joining Underwearness?
No. The talk and your radio show on Sirius and all that.
Oh, you know, I was trying to put myself through school, and sometimes the Lord will let you know you need to be doing something else. And I was always making people laugh, and I would always find the person who seemed to be the loner. So I would attach myself to somebody that I felt needed a loud, funny friend. And then that started my journey, and thank God somebody called me. I didn't think it was a real phone call, so I ignored it for a while. And my friends, like Steve Harvey, said, call these people back. And next thing you know, I was on the talk with Sharon Osbourne, Julie Chen, Sarah Gilbert, and Aisha Tyler. And the rest is just fun
history
and fabulousness.
Wow. So, okay, because that's my journey, and I'm hoping to get there. So I love that's how it started, right? And
it started with radio. It started with radio. And Kim, you're already doing it. You're already doing it. You keep giving people a platform and stay yourself and be organic and live in your truth, and your dreams will come true.
Ah, I love it. What an inspiration you are. And Dr. Jennifer Berman, really quick, we've got a second longer here. Tell us about yourself. How did you start?
I'm a urologist, which is a very male-dominated field, obviously, and I was the only woman in a urology department, and it was right when Viagra got FDA approved for men, and we were involved with the studies, and I was seeing any woman that came into the clinic, and they were saying, hey, well, what about me? And, you know, all this focus on men, and that's how, you know, my career started, as, you know, I saw a need. You know, women, as long as you could have sex and it didn't hurt, that's all doctors really dealt with. Issues of satisfaction, arousal, enjoyment, libido, that we didn't even talk about that. So I started asking questions, which led to research, which led to studies, which led to me sort of pioneering the field of female sexual health. And, you know, here we are again pioneering, you know, bladder health issues and talking about it. I wasn't allowed to talk about sex on the evening news back then. I couldn't say the word clitoris. It was considered profane and lewd. Mm. Now it's profane and lewd to say, talk about incontinence, and we're changing
that
too.
Sexy, right? Sexy talk. That's what it's all about.
Leakage of even urine leakage, much like anything, a bodily function is considered profane to talk about on the media. And that causes us to feel shame about it. Mm-hmm. So good for you, Kim, for talking about this. It's our goal to put it out there again, that there's no need to feel shame and embarrassment. It happens to all of us, 2 out of 2 right here in this studio right now. And,
Well, I better let you ladies go.
No. Okay.
No pun intended. Thanks.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. I hope to talk to both of you ladies again. Thank you again for making us aware and underwareness. And Dr. Jennifer Berman and Cheryl Underwood. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
All right, have a wonderful day. I look forward to talking to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. The brighter side of the 805 is where we're talking right now. And joining me today is Solutions in Architect. And it's interesting. We're going to be talking about tips in building and productive tech and savvy learning in the office. And so many of us, I love stuff like this. This just gives us insight for executives. And joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show is Jean Martin, and let's hear a little bit about what's going on in the workforce and some strategies that we can build on. With that, let's bring Jean Martin. Jean, are you there?
Yes, I am. Great to be with you, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about today.
Sure. I serve as the Talent Solutions Architect for CEB. We're a global member-based advisory company that supports all parts of the C-suite, from sales to marketing to finance to HR, with strategic studies on what's happening in terms of performance in each of those areas of doing business. And we also support governments and nonprofits as well. And my study, which just came out, is focused on the workforce and what are some of the trends we're seeing in the workplace and how companies can better drive workforce performance and productivity given really what looks to be a changed work environment. And happy to share some of those insights.
Great. And tell us, when you say a changed work environment, let's start right there. What has changed?
Really, what we're seeing most dramatically, there's about five shifts. The first shift is that the generations have come into the workforce now with a full prevalence. So we have the millennials, the youngest generation in the workforce, now at 20% of total workers. So that means that they're forced to be reckoned with alongside the Gen Xers, the baby boomers, and the swing generation. We're also seeing real diversity in terms of geographic footprints in work today. Not surprisingly to the listeners, many, many managers manage people who are remote and maybe even people they never see who might be overseas or might be in remote offices. Exactly. And that's a whole different workplace environment.
So that's a whole virtual, like a virtual workforce, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's this other interesting finding that information flows are at an all-time high. And given technology and the internet and the way that things are coming into corporate life and organizational life, most people report as a tripling in the amount of information that they review on a daily basis. And at the same time, a great addition of usually 3 to 5 new stakeholders in every decision that has to be made. So there's a sort of slowing down factor coming into the work environment as we have a lot more information to work with, and we also seem to be bringing in a lot more stakeholders. And we think some of that has to do with the fact that when you're remote and you have a lot of virtual folks, you need to coordinate by having more meetings sometimes, and you also have a broader need to bring in more work streams and more employees into the process. So, but how do we manage that efficiently is a real key question.
How do we? I mean, you know, it's interesting when you have, you know, a whole group in your office in sight and then you go to virtual. What are some of the solutions for that?
Yeah, we've seen that we really recommend solutions on the employee level and on the company or organization level. First, for employees, we are actively encouraging employees to think about their job footprint in a virtual way. In other words, to understand that their workplace is not a physical location, even if they're in the headquarters, but it's actually an ecosystem of stakeholders and people who they work with. And some of those people might be outside the company as well. And how do you actively manage your personal work ecosystem in a way that brings the right engagement of people to you and to the work that needs to get done, and in a way that you can tap the information and ideas in that broader ecosystem? So really thinking every day, who are the people I could go to for help on a given project, and capturing the value of that interaction in a much more focused way than just quote-unquote collaborating. And for organizations, we think it's about really replacing the water cooler with watering holes, we call it. Water coolers were great when we were all in one place and they were easy to manage, but actually they weren't necessarily structured and productive. We say now, really, companies need to implement watering holes that are often virtual, where teams can come together.
And what do you mean by that, watering holes?
Yeah, so a watering hole in the sort of ecological sense is a place where animals would go and convene, because they all have the shared purpose of thirst and they all want to take water back. Well, in the case of an organization, it's really setting up a purpose-driven, quote-unquote, location where companies can come together or bring people together, employees can come together to solve a problem. So we have one organization that has on their intranet system something they call the problem board, and it just lists out a whole set of questions that employees are asking about their work, and then other employees can jump in there and join the chat and participate in answering the questions. And anytime they get an answer given that the person actually finds valuable, they get a credit in a personal bank that then feeds into their rewards later on. And this is a way to enable very focused interaction that drives actual results. And what was so striking in the study is we found that companies that are setting up this way of harnessing what we call network performance, rather than worrying about the headquarters versus the regions or anything, but setting up networks around projects and challenges, they're actually seeing 25% better business results overall in those business units. So there's definitely a rewiring.
Yeah, in fact, I would like to just remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jean Martin. Jean, now, what is your background exactly, so that you know, my listeners can really know what direction you're coming from?
Sure. I've spent the past 15 years working with chief human resources officers and chief human capital officers in government, nonprofits, and for-profit companies. We serve the majority of the Fortune 500. And what we do is we study workplaces to understand how to better drive corporate performance through people. So we study things like leadership, high potential development, how to organize work itself, like we were just discussing as well.
Right. And now, is this the same if it's in, you know, maybe not a corporate, but more of an entrepreneur kind of a business?
Yeah, we actually think the entrepreneurial businesses are getting to this even faster, partly because they have such a need to harness new ideas quickly. So we're seeing, even in a startup of, say, five people, often you still have people thrown to the wind in terms of working from all sorts of different places in the world. So you need to create the organized places where work is happening. And whether it's a Google Hangout or Zoom or one of the places in your own intranet, you can create these structured interactive environments around problems. But a key part of it is changing the culture. One of the problems with a lot of organizations is that we see a culture where people have to have all the answers. In this context, these advantaged companies are realizing it's better to communicate a culture that rewards people for asking the right questions rather than having all the answers, because that's the only way that we're going to keep people fluent in all the good new information that's now ubiquitous out there. And it's the only way we're going to harness innovation. So we really want to reward people asking questions.
Now, let me ask you, do you think that there always has to be a leader, or is it more teamwork now?
Definitely more teamwork. In fact, one of the big challenges for leaders today is that we like to say work is happening a lot more horizontally. So when work gets done well, it's often peers working together, and often even outside of boundaries that the organization has. So you might see a great work product come from someone collaborating with someone in another part of the business or another part of the organization. So that makes it hard for managers, because they can't always see where the work should come from or how it's happening. So we see For example, one of our organizations is innovating around designing work process steps, where the first step is always to define how we're going to get the best result given the information that's needed to do that. And then the manager agrees to let the employees define how they're going to get that. And as long as they hit the deadline on getting it, then they just do it themselves. So there's a lot more empowerment coming, I think, in a positive sense, but also a real challenge as we try to make sure that's efficient and aligned with the organization's overall objectives. So we believe with leaders, they'll have to evolve that way.
Yeah, I think so. And now what about going back and actually getting more schooling? Do you think that's important?
School is an interesting Uber category. I definitely think it varies by profession and by the particular aspirations one has. In certain fields where school used to be the answer, like getting a law degree or getting a business degree, you do see that obviously to work in a law firm, you need a law degree and you need to pass the bar. But you also see a lot more opportunities for people who can work more entrepreneurially and creatively. So the value of school in itself as a predictor of your future success in the workplace has gone down. So school alone is not enough. Yeah. But there's certainly fields where it's a requirement and you can't avoid that.
Don't you think that I guess there's so much available on the internet, and so we're able to feed off of that and learn from there?
I agree. In fact, several of the companies that we're working with are focusing on how to harness all the websites that are out there on the internet rather than creating a corporate university. So they're calling it, our job now is to curate, like a museum, the display of learning information that comes to the employee daily, instead of trying to control it by sending people to classes. And I think that crosses over to schooling as well. If we could structure the learning experience effectively from the internet, then absolutely you can get the same value.
Right. And is there ever, do you think there's ever an overload? Because, you know, I mean, you could be on all the time and that probably deters from some of your getting work done, business done, correct?
Absolutely. That's the biggest tension with all this. And a number
is
of
that
employees.
The biggest, that's what I fear.
Yeah, I think it's how do you balance efficiency with all this new interaction and new learning potential in the learning culture. And that's really the secret sauce, is to get that balance right. And I'm sure a lot of employees think the last thing I need is one more thing to do, like collaborating or going on the internet to find a learning journey. But the reality is, if you can make a decision as a company that these resources are the ones that are highest return for us, you can design a set of interactions that are really productive. But if you just depend on the water cooler, you're not going to get there, and it can be very distracting and unproductive.
Yeah, and anybody just tuning in with us, we've been talking with Jean Martin. Jean, what do you say would be and lead to the brighter side of, you know, working, and tips to building a productive work office and culture?
Yeah, I would say that there's several keys that we need to stay oriented around as managers charged with building that. One is understanding that people come to the office as whole people, and that your business results will improve if you can engage that entire person. So focusing just as much on the person's passions, interests, their desire for work-life balance, their desire to pursue other interests, as you do on their skills and their job-specific activities. Now, many people listening may think, well, that sounds really like too much to ask for. But the reality is that when you do that, people's performance surges. Our data suggests it goes up 20% daily.
I would have to agree on that. Find out what they're passionate about. You know, I call it the gift that they do that they don't have to think about, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the aligning with strengths, et cetera, is important with that, but also really even more important, aligning with passions to get after the natural interest that comes for free to the organization and not run against that. And we had an interesting result in the study, which is most managers, 9 out of 10, report that they know what their employees' passions are. But when we actually mapped their answers against the answers of employees, they were wrong 90% of the time. And I think that's because the culture of management has often been more top-down than it can be going forward. We need to shift now to a more management focused on listening and aligning and leveraging rather than telling and directing.
Yeah, when you say that, I think of, you know, years ago they used to say to kids, you know, you are supposed to be seen and not heard, right?
It
makes me think of that, but really I think now we're asking for your passion. We're asking for you to be a part of our business, our whole alignment, so that we can have all these amazing strengths in what we're doing.
Exactly. And when you can harness that, you get a kind of permanent lift to your business results. It's self-sustaining, so it saves an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, and I also think then people are going to be way more invested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a stake in it. So I love it. Jean Martin, where do we find out more about you? And where can my listeners find out more information?
Well, we'd love to encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is Corporate Executive Board CEB, and the website address is www.executiveboard.com. That's one word, executiveboard.com. And you'll find our new publication, Top Insights, there, as well as a lot of other information about the workplace and being an employee or being a manager.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. This is very interesting, and I look forward to talking with you again. And
my pleasure.
Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Let me end our show with a moment of happiness. Take time today to appreciate someone who does something you take for granted.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.